On Saturday, March 23rd, WMNF will be hosting a record and CD sale at the station. It helps raise funds to bring you the music and news you love. For more information, call 813-238-8001 or visit WMNF.org. Thanks.
Happy International Day of Happiness. This is Talking Animals. I'm Bev. I'm sitting in for Duncan today, and we've got a great guest lined up. It's Aaron Weyer with Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. Aaron will be talking all things about beagles and how you can foster and adopt. I wanted to thank Rick Yoakum from the Humane Society of Manatee County for being our fabulous guest last week. Duncan is on vacation, but he will be returning next week, right before the end of the month. Right now, we're going to hear a little bit of humor and then get on with our interview. This is Bubba Betchall.
I love my dog. Rolex's a good dog. He's the only thing on planet Earth that loves me unconditionally. Whatever I do, wherever I've been, he loves me. And besides, he licks my feet. Now, I used to have a girlfriend that licked my feet. But she couldn't get in between the toes like Rolex can. I love my dog so much. I had a sign put on my front door. Now, two heritage took it away from me, but I'm getting another one made. And this is what the sign said. Said, the dog lives here, you don't. If you have small children that don't know how to act around a dog, leave them in the car. If he licks you, don't scold him. It's his way of saying hello. If you don't want dog hair on your clothes, stay off of the furniture. Yes, he has some disgusting habits. So do you and I. So what's your point? If he sniffs your crotch, feel free to sniff his. Don't expect him to do any tricks. Putting up with me is a full-time job for him. If he licks himself in places that you can't, don't yell at him. He only does that because he doesn't have any thumbs. I like him more than I do most people. To you, he's just a dog. To me, he's an adopted child that's short, hairy, walks on all fours, doesn't speak clearly, and I have no problem with any of those things. If you do, go home. I have raised children. Dogs eat less, don't ask for money, are easy to train, they come when they're called, never drive your car, don't hang out with stupid people. Don't smoke or drink, don't wear your clothes, don't need a gazillion dollars for college and to get married, and if they get pregnant, you can sell the puppies. The dog side.
A little humor on Talking Animals. Up next, we've got Aaron Weyer with Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. I've got the perfect theme song to lead up to the interview. I did want to mention that WMNF archives all the interviews. They are available at WMNF.org. But Duncan has his own page. It's talkinganimals.net. You can search for any guest, any topic that he has had on in the past, probably close to 25 years. I think you'll know why I'm playing this song. And then we'll have Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue there in the house.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
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 underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder, underdog, underdog, underdog.
Okay, so I believe that underdog is a beagle, and Aaron Weyer is going to tell us all about beagles and the great things about them and some things that are a bit unhappy, but how you can help help get beagles homes and actually why there's so many of them. I'm kind of jumping around a bit, but welcome to WMNF, Aaron, and thank you for coming in and making the time to be here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you've brought a very special guest with you today, and I know that we'll have to describe her and give people a visual since we don't have cameras in the studio, but I was very excited when you said you wanted to bring Rescue with you.
Yep, so we have Maple, as in Maple Leaf, in the studio today. She is our Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue Beagle Ambassador. She is in her forever home, so she's not up for adoption, but she goes from place to place advocating for beagles and just showing people what the breed is like and making beagles look good is what she does.
Well, she's a very fine representative. Tell us about the origins of Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue, and then we'll get into some more of the history and the services that you offer and what you advocate for, but and then tell us how you became involved.
So Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue started with one person and a few friends with a common interest in 1999. They just wanted to save one beagle. They had an interest in saving a single beagle, and then they were successful. Then it became a few more people and a few more beagles. And then in 2003, we officially became a nonprofit organization. And from there, we've been Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue, a nonprofit organization. We are all foster-based and volunteer-based. And on average right now, we save about 200 dogs a year.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And what's your area that you're primarily, you have fosters in Central Florida, or is it?
So I would say Tampa, Sarasota, mm-hmm. and Lakeland, Orlando. That is where our fosters are based. Mm-hmm. However, we get beagles from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, the Panhandle, from all of the entire Southeast United States is where we get the dogs from. We have volunteers transport them to us here in the Tampa Bay area, which is Sarasota, Lakeland.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about the need for a breed-specific rescue. I know there are a lot of breed-specific rescues, but there seems to be, particularly a crisis that you were having. That's what came to my attention, a bit of an emergency situation. But then why there's the need for a breed-specific beagle rescue?
We've got two different reasons. One I'll go into is what we mainly deal with, which is we see a lot of failed hunting dogs. Mm. So a lot of people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Panhandle, they all hunt. They're not, the hunters don't tend to microchip their dogs. And I'm only speaking of what we see. Not all hunters are created equal. There's definitely hunters who take really good care of dogs and see their dogs as equals. So, but the ones that we see, the hunters do not microchip their dogs. When the dogs are set free to go hunt, maybe they get lost, they wander off, they can't find their way back to the hunter. So the hunter just kind of forgets about them, lets them go. A good Samaritan will pick them up and then take them to a shelter. And that is where they'll scan them for a microchip. Lo and behold, there's no microchip. So here we are in that situation. We have a lot of beagles who are used for breeding and breeding of hunting dogs. And they end up with us as well, which means they also don't have a lot of medical care in those. So they're not microchipped. They aren't giving flea and tick preventions. So those are the number one things we see here at Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. The second kind, the other specific reason for a beagle rescue is beagles are so sweet. Oh my goodness, if you meet a beagle, they are one of the most non-aggressive breeds. But it also makes them excellent for testing on, which is so, so sad. Beagles are bred, and they're the number one breed of dog to be tested on by, you know, pharmaceuticals and also pesticides and some other terrible industries. So I can't believe it's still a thing that exists today, but we personally don't see lab-tested beagles. However, they are out there and people are trying to rescue them. Mm-hmm. So once they rescue them from labs or bad breeders, then they need somewhere to go. So between, we have a lot of failed hunting dogs, and then animal testing are the two reasons why we need beagle rescues.
Yeah, we can talk a bit more about the specific instances of the animal testing, but it did quite astonish me that was still taking place. And, it's a hard thing to have to research, but it's a good thing that there are people that are actively fighting against it and working to get the animals out. You kind of hinted at it, but talk a little bit more, because your face just lights up when you talk about beagles. Why are they great pets, and why especially to foster or to adopt one of Tampa Bay Beagles? Because I can just see you.
I'm just smiling ear to ear if you could see me. I do have to give a shout out to my mom and dad, who took me to a dog shelter when I was 6 years old and said, pick out any dog you want. At 6 years old, for some reason, I picked out a beagle. And Barney the Beagle was my first beagle. And ever since then, I've just fell in love with the breed, and I've wanted to advocate and be their hero, if I could say that. So beagles to me are one of the most friendly dog breeds. I never have to worry about them around kids. Now, this is not every beagle. There are going to be some beagles out there who have had traumatic experiences, mm-hmm. and maybe they're not so easy around kids. But generally speaking, beagles are friendly, good around other dogs, good around kids. You would think they wouldn't get along with cats because of their hunting instincts, but I tend to find that cats usually have the upper hand on a beagle. I love beagles so much, but I would have to be honest and say they're not the smartest breed. They're going to be a little more difficult to train in, let's say, agilities or getting... you don't see too many service dogs that are beagles because they get easily distracted by their nose. Their nose is to the ground all the time, and they'll catch a scent and they'll wander off, which is another reason why we find so many beagles in shelters, is because beagles just follow their nose and then, oops, they're not home anymore.
Yeah, that might be a good time to talk about microchipping.
Yes.
That is something that all the dogs that come in contact with Tampa Bay Beagle, they are microchipped before a foster gets them, or at some point rather quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the first things we can do. So every dog, if you adopt a dog from us, is spayed or neutered, microchipped, and then fully vaccinated with their rabies, parvo, lepto, mm-hmm. distemper, all of that. So it is so important. Some people don't know what a microchip is. It goes in the small of their back. It's not too painful, but that microchip contains your personal information. And when you take a dog to a veterinarian or an animal shelter, almost every one of those have a machine that scans the microchip. Right. And it will link to that person's information. So that's the best way to get your dog back, is to link that microchip to your personal information.
Yeah, and I'll just add that almost, I would guess, any veterinarian, whether your animal or they don't have to know you, but I think they'd be happy to scan for a microchip for any animal that you find is a stray. I know Hillsborough County Animal Services will do that. Again, any of the SPCAs, Humane Societies, they will scan for a microchip so that perhaps the pet could be reunited with their owner. Some people let their microchips lapse. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that if a pet's microchipped and they're rehomed, you can go in and have that data
updated,
reassigned to you. Right?
Absolutely. Okay. Good point.
Well, let's see. We're talking about what great pets there are. I know I want to give a shout out to Jeff Haynes and Rusty, who tipped me off about Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue and the great work they're doing. He has the most non-reactive animal I've ever seen. He's just happy. He wants to be with this person, who's Jeff, but he's also happy to see and meet other people. But then it's like it's over. He just goes back to sniffing or taking a nap and totally disinterested in cats or most other wildlife that I've seen. So I have to give a shout out to Jeff and for him tipping you off. Now, is there a particular issue that's going on right now with Tampa Bay Beagle? I know that Jeff told me that you were in dire need of fosters or adopters.
We are. We are more in need of foster homes mm-hmm. right now. We're very lucky in that people do know about us, so we do have a good list of people waiting to adopt from us. So one thing you should know is if you're interested in adopting from us, you could be pretty specific. You can say, I want a female under 7 who weighs 30 pounds, or my apartment complex only allows 25 pounds. So you can be that adopter, give all those specifications. When we get a dog who is ready for a new home, our adoption counselor will call that person and let them know we've got a dog that meets their qualifications. So we actually have quite a few adopters waiting on the list for that perfect dog. What we don't have enough of are foster homes. So Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue does not have a building or a shelter. We're all in-home foster homes. Mm-hmm. So we only have enough space for the people who are willing to open their home to a shelter dog or a foster dog. We have an intake coordinator and a foster coordinator, and how it works is a shelter will reach out to our intake coordinator and say, hey, we have a beagle. No one's claimed it. He'll probably be euthanized in 3 days. Do you have a foster home for them? Our intake coordinator will then text the fosters that are open. Unfortunately, if we don't have a space available, we cannot take on that shelter dog and we cannot save that shelter dog. We try really hard to save them all. We just can't. But the more fosters we have, the more we can take out of shelters and the danger of being euthanized.
And we've got Jennifer Hallwell joining the conversation because she's a recent foster through Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. And
yes,
tell us how you acquired Hannah and a bit about Hannah.
Well, back again to Jeff. He's the one who hooked me up with the Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. And I decided like a month or so ago, I was ready to be a foster. And I talked to Nate, who's one of the... I guess I filled out the form on Facebook and I got a call from him, and we talked for a long time about what the expectations were. And then I guess it was last week or week before last, he called and said, we've got one coming from Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it? And I'm like, okay, let's do
yeah.
this.
Jump on in.
Yeah. I lost my, my full-time dog, my Sarah, like almost 2 years ago. And we have not been able to have a full-time dog since. And thought this is a good way to ease back in to dog ownership. And so it was Sunday before last, I met a woman outside of Orlando. She had gone the day before to Jacksonville to pick this dog up, who had originally come from a Clay County shelter. And I guess you, Erin, is the one who found her. How'd you find her?
So, you know, there's Facebook groups and stuff like that out there that are unfortunately a dog's last chance or urgent pleas. Or so I think Hannah's shelter, Clay County, said we're full. Last call for these dogs. I saw a beagle. I reached out to Nate, who is the intake and foster coordinator, and he called him and he said, hey, is this dog, can we get her? Can we rescue her? And oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited we could rescue Hannah. She's so pretty.
She's a pretty dog. She's very, very sweet, loves to walk, loves being outside. Mm. And we have two cats. She's had no issues with the cats. The kitten's terrified of her, but the older cat's like, oh, this is fun. So, you know, she's been very shy, very nervous, but she has, I'm waiting for that tail to go up. It hadn't done it yet. She'll wag, but she's just having a hard, you know, she's had a hard time. She's very, very underweight, very, very skinny. And it's just going to take a while to, for her to build, to get trust and to build her back up again.
She seems to be a bit shut down, and I wondered if you wanted to talk about animals that come from shelters or you don't know their background, but they've ended up in a shelter, how that can be a bit of a process.
Sure. And the one thing that I will build upon what Jennifer was saying real quick is if you can't foster long term, we'll take you for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure fostering is for you, try it for 2 weeks. And then we can move them to another foster home maybe, or maybe they'll get adopted in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a dog longer than a month yet. So
wow.
That is how fast dogs are getting adopted from Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue is they're in our home just long enough to make sure they get medically cleared and all the health, everything they needed updated, and then they're quickly adopted out. But with that being said, that does not account for the behavioral scaredness, terrified mm-hmm. trauma that maybe they experienced before coming into the shelter or even at the shelter.
Right.
But that's what lends foster homes to being such a fantastic placement. Is it allows the animal to come from a shelter where maybe there's a lot of barking or they're in a pen with aggressive dogs mm-hmm. or maybe they're having to fight for their food a little bit or fight for attention. Well, when they get into a foster home, they can decompress and take a sigh of relief. And then also the foster can say, oh, you know what? I learned that maybe this dog is afraid of men,
right.
Which is sometimes the issue.
Yep.
This dog loves to dig, so we need a home with a 6-foot fence because they're likely to escape. Mm. We don't know about their trauma or their behavioral issues until they come into a foster home and they get into a little routine enough.
Right.
And then we can match them with a good home, which is what we do. We have adoption counselors who match the foster with a new potential adopter that's going to be a good match.
I want to let listeners know that we are speaking with Erin Weyer of Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue, and that would be a great time to jump in and tell us how to contact Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue and your social media, things like that.
Sure. So we're very active on Facebook. We have at least 3 people monitoring our Facebook messaging.
Wow.
So we do respond really quick. I will say our priority is getting beagles from shelters, mm-hmm. from getting them off the euthanization list. We do have a lot of people who are looking to rehome beagles, but our priority is making sure they're out of shelters first.
Right,
we are making sure that we have enough fosters to take them out of shelters first, and then if we can rehome, we will try our best and help, but our priority is getting them from shelters. So Facebook's a great option. Second is we have a very active and good website. It is www.tampabaybeagle.org. Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. Sorry, tampabaybeaglerescue.org. So www.tampabaybeaglerescue.org. A good way to email us is info@tampabaybeaglerescue.org. And we also, same thing, we monitor that really, really, really close. And a good phone number to reach us is area code 813-446-9663. Just leave a message and we do monitor it and we'll get back to you right away. So those are great ways to reach us.
And I can tell just by meeting you and as a spokesperson for the organization, how eager you are to make sure there's a good fit with the animal and that you're providing support. I guess if there was a problem, I know Jennifer was talking about Hannah not wanting to eat, which I don't think is an uncommon problem, but it would be great to be able to talk to, you know, a support system. It's like, my dog's not acting right, or I think she doesn't feel well, something like that.
Yeah, I talked to Nate because I was worried because Hannah wasn't eating when she got home. I'm like, oh my gosh, my first foster. I'm going to my first foster. She's going to die of starvation because she's not eating. But he's, you know, assured me that, said, if the dog is hungry, she'll eat.
Absolutely. Our foster families are very much a family. We have two adoption counselors, and we each have a role. I do event marketing, but I also foster, so I get a lot of these common questions. But we also have someone who does just records, someone who does just medical care, someone who does, so it's all spread out. And we're a good source of information for each other. So another good thing that I should mention is that when you go on vacation, our fosters are required to dog sit for other fosters. So you're like, oh, okay, no, I want to foster, but I'm away, you know, for the month of May. I can't foster. Well, we got each other's backs. Fosters dog sit for other foster dogs. So if you ever go on vacation and Hannah needs a dog sitter, let me know. I'd love to dog sit Hannah. But we are just such a tight-knit family group, and we really try to text each other. If you don't have those phone numbers, I'll make sure Jennifer walks away with more phone numbers if you have any more questions. And then the other big question we get real quick is, what if I foster fail, which means you want to keep your foster? That's like the number one question we have. I can't foster because I just will want to keep every dog I have. And it's like, oh, I felt that way too. Me too. Right. Until I had too many dogs. And then I was like, I can't keep every dog. And I think about like, man, every dog I get adopted out is another dog I have room for in the shelter that I can take in. Right. And we don't see foster fail as a fail. We got a dog out of a shelter, and if you decide to keep that dog, that is a success because it is not in a shelter. It is in your home, safe and sound.
Well, I have this image. Jennifer talked about going to one of the adoption events, and I'll interrupt myself before we go any further. The way to reach WMNF, you can text the studio at 813-433-8005 or DJ at WMNF.org. If you want any more information, we'll be glad to reply to that when the show's over and give you contact information, phone numbers, websites, Facebook, things like that. We'd be happy to do that for you.
So twice a month you have meetups, right?
We do, yeah. So twice a month we have meetups. One is in Tampa and then one is in Sefner. They're biweekly, so we'll have 1 month in Sefner, 1 month, 1 week in Tampa. And they are Beagle meetups, and they're a good way for people to come and see all the Beagles that we have that are available for adoption. So you can also bring your dog to make sure they get along. We suggest bringing your kids to make sure that your kids get along with the dog. So you can find that information. We have an events tab on our website at www.tampabaybeaglerescue.org and click the events tag, and it will list all of our bi-weekly Beagle meetups.
And I went to the one on Saturday in Sefner, and I was just amazed about how friendly all the other foster parents were and all the other dogs that were out. It was a really nice, fun event. I did have two ladies who were both very interested in Sarah, so hopefully maybe one of them will take her. Not that I want to give her up, but again, then there's room for another dog out of a shelter.
Right? Oh, that's the best feeling. It did take me a little while to get that of like, I don't want to keep every dog because that means I can save another dog. Mm-hmm. And it is such an awesome feeling. And then, yeah, sharing it with the other fosters. We all like to give each other pats on the back too.
They are a very supportive group.
That is awesome.
Jennifer told me a little bit about the meetup at the dog park, and it kind of struck me that because of the Beagle's temperament, and most of them are fairly small. Could you give us a little bit of the size range of a Beagle and what somebody could expect if they got a puppy or a younger dog? I mean, you probably can't tell exactly, but what they might be able to expect. Because adopting an older dog, I'm a huge advocate of that. We have a lot of listeners that are retired or might be at home a lot, working from home. A great animal for an older person that doesn't need to, probably shouldn't have a super active animal unless they're themselves are super active. So tell us a little bit about that part of rescuing a Beagle.
So we have this awesome, I'll say promotion, and okay. It's all the time. But if you're 65 years or older as a human, you can rescue a dog 8 and up from us who's considered a senior for under $100. So it's a cheaper rate if a senior rescues a senior. We do really want to encourage that. We have all different sizes, all different temperaments. When you get a puppy, we're not going to be able to guess how big it's going to be. A lot of times right. We don't just save purebred beagles. We save beagle mixes. Right. So Maple inside studio today, she's about 20 pounds. And then a new foster that I just took in last week, Martha, she's such a sweet, she's probably 13. She's 55 pounds.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's
so
a bit.
She's a big beagle. And I put beagle in air quotes with my right. fingers here because she's definitely a beagle mix.
Okay.
So like I said, with the adoption process, you fill out the application. Please be very specific with us what works for you. We do have a lot of people who live in apartments and they have to walk their dogs every day. So then we're going to say, okay, then maybe a low energy dog might be best for you. And we're going to try to find a beagle who doesn't bark as much mm-hmm. because we don't want to make those neighbors angry. So we try to find the beagle that best fits them. So when you're filling out that application, it's on our website, TampaBayBeagleRescue.org. You just be very specific. I want a female, or maybe you want a male, certain size if you have an apartment, or you say, I have a fenced-in yard. I need it to get along with my cat. I need it to get along with two other dogs I have. Mm-hmm. We're going to match you with the best dog. So our adoption counselor will reach out to you. They'll do a quick phone interview and then they'll say, okay, well, we've got three possible dogs. We'd like you to come meet at this beagle meetup and come on out. So then our adoption counselor will say, well, here's the three dogs we thought would get along best to meet your requirements. Mm-hmm. And they'll meet them. And then usually they'll say, yep, okay, Hannah's the best one for me. And so they'll go home with Hannah. But it's really awesome. Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue really does a lot of the work for the fosters in promoting the dog, in matching the dog to a good family. As a foster, I never really have to worry about my foster going to a good home. Mm-hmm. I know that our adoption counselor has done all the vetting and everything.
You did mention before we started the show that the foster you currently have had a lot of medical needs and that Tampa Bay Beagle was supporting the medical costs for this dog. And I think people should take care of their own animals as best they can, but you do have resources to help, especially if that helps re-own an animal.
Absolutely. So like I said before, we're getting beagles that are usually, they're primarily outdoor dogs. Mm-hmm. They were kept outside mm-hmm. with very little shelter. And that means mosquitoes in Florida and in the Southeast love dogs. And unfortunately, these dogs are very prone to heartworm. So mm-hmm. we're getting them with heartworm. So Martha, my foster, for example, Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue so far has paid for, she was unspayed. She's 13 years old, unspayed. She had 4 mammary tumors. She also has stage 3 dental disease. So they're going to do a dental and remove teeth. We put in her microchip, gave her all her vaccinations. Maple, who is in studio, mm-hmm. same situation. She wasn't spayed until late in life. She also had mammary tumors. Maple's surgery cost just under $6,000.
Oh.
And Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue has paid for all the necessary cost before they are adopted. We don't want to saddle someone with a major surgery cost right when you're adopting a dog from us. So if it's an urgent, life-threatening situation, we've had dogs with broken legs. We get a lot of mama dogs who are pregnant, and all those puppies need to be, you know, vaccinated and everything. I had one last year who needed hernia removed, a giant hernia removed. I mean, we're really doing a lot of surgeries
here. Yeah.
And it's all out of our budget because we don't have an in-house vet. So just like I said before, we don't have a shelter or a building. We don't have a dedicated vet. We go to a normal vet that normal people go to. They give us a discount. We're grateful to this vet giving us a small discount, but it's still not knocking too much off a $6,000 for one dog.
Overwhelming. This would be a good time to talk about fundraising. If you have fundraising events, please repeat where the next meetup will be And what do you see happening in the future with Tampa Bay Beagle?
So we do a lot of fun promotional events. Our biggest fundraising event is we do a calendar every year. It's a Beagle calendar. So if you can't get enough of looking at a different Beagle every day, we've got that for you. It will be released in November. So they'll be on sale in November. But go to our website and our Facebook and follow our Facebook because you have a chance to enter your Beagle into the calendar contest. You submit a photo of your Beagle and then you vote by donating, and then we sell the calendars in November, and it's a great fundraiser, but man, it's an uplifting calendar to see so many wonderful, smiley, happy Beagles. And then we do have a lot of events around town. Some are at breweries where they donate $1 of every beer sold to us. Our next event is actually this coming Sunday called Brunch and Beagles, They're donating $1 of Prosecco sold to Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. And that's going to be at Studio Public House March 24th.
And whereabouts is that?
That is in downtown St. Pete.
Okay.
In the Grand Central District, kind of like between Mutzner Martinis and Dog Bar. Mm-hmm. So very dog friendly. We'll have raffles there. And I mean, what better could it be than eating brunch on a Sunday? It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Studio Public House, eating brunch and hanging out with Beagles.
And sipping Prosecco.
Sipping Prosecco. We do a lot of fun events like that. I do believe we are going to be partnering with the St. Pete Football Club this summer. So there is St. Pete Football Club.
Soccer?
It's soccer.
Okay, right.
It is soccer. Good question. So SPFC is a soccer club in St. Petersburg, and they also love us and they love Beagles, and we're going to be out at some matches and some games this summer. So look for that on our Facebook. We'll be releasing those dates. We're partnering with them.
Well, but before we say goodbye today, I wondered if you might say a few words about Beagles being reused as research animals. And I've got a few a little bit of information, but you're more well-versed on it, and then we'll wrap it.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, Beagles, I smile about every time. Their demeanor is so friendly, and that lends to letting people do mean things to them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, no offense to other breeds, but I couldn't imagine, you know, testing on, let's say, German Shepherds because they're so...
Or Chihuahuas.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter how big. They're just a little more protective of themselves and defend themselves better than Beagles do. So Beagles are so friendly, and unfortunately they are used for testing. In fact, so that people actually breed them specifically to be tested on. So
that's crazy.
They're not just getting them from rescues. They're not getting stray beagles. These beagles are born into cages and then they are sold to laboratories to be tested on. And a lot of that is for pesticides and other things. So the one that is most know is in Virginia, the Envigo beagles. The Humane Society rescued 4,000 beagles. And I think it was in 2022.
Yes.
Okay. So
which is a
massive undertaking.
A little over a year ago.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe that was still taking place. So for the animal advocates out there and people that work diligently and trying to prevent cruelty, we salute you. And the Humane Society, of course, in Virginia.
And so to answer a lot of the same questions we get is no, Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue did not get any of those Envigo lab-tested beagles because Humane Society was in charge of that rescue. And so they only went to Humane Societies across the United States. And the one thing that needs to be known, we get all the time, well, I want to try to adopt a lab-tested beagle because they just need it. If you've never had a beagle... Those lab-tested beagles are just traumatized. They are definitely not house-trained. They've only potted in a cage their entire life. They're not house-trained. They're terrified of people. We have heard of people who have gotten in beagle, and they would not let their owner touch them for 10 months.
Wow.
So, you know.
Let them go through the channels for people that can find the right
Right.
More specific foster or adopter for those animals, I think.
And don't worry, like Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue has just as traumatized needy beagles as Beagle Beagles.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're really dying to adopt a traumatized needy beagle, we have those as well. But we also have well-adjusted ones.
And repeat your information. I do want to mention, though, that if you want to find out more about the Envigo Beagles, you can go to humanesociety.org/4000beagles. There's a little a nice wrap-up of that story, recap of that story on that website. And it'll break your heart and it'll make you want to go out and love any animal you can get your hands on. So we've been speaking with Aaron Weyer of Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. It's been so great to have you here. It's been so great to have Maple here. We're going to show you around the studio, show you around the station, and invite you to come back when you've got an update. But give us your contact, not your personal, but your contact information, how people can find out more about Tampa Bay Beagle, and look at pictures of adoptables, I guess, on your Facebook page.
Yes. And the one thing I'll say really quick is we have at least 20 to 25 beagles that are in our care. They're not all updated on the website because they're not ready for homes yet. So if you go to our website, which is www.tampabaybeaglerescue.org, you'll see probably 6 to 7 beagles that are adoptable right now, but we have a lot more in foster homes that are just medically we're waiting to get cleared. And then a good way to follow everything is on Facebook, our Facebook, Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. We love showing lots of pictures of beagles, alumni, adoptables, lots of updates. It's a feel-good Facebook. And then a good way to email us, if you maybe are a business and you want to hold an event where you donate money or you want beagles to come to your place of business and hold a fundraiser there, we'd love to do that. You can email us at info@tampabaybeaglerescue.org. So, and I'll give our phone number is 813-446-9663.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll talk some more off air. You're listening to 88.5 WMNF Tampa. This is Talking Animals. We've been talking to Aaron Weyer of Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. Now let's hear some of the Beagle Brothers with the Beagle Boogie.
Great. So she's retired now. She's out in California. She's relaxing. She got a job at a place called Paws. It's like a dog rescue. She's happy there. We're all big dog people in our family. My mom's a huge dog person. She sends me articles about dogs. Signs me up for stuff like randomly one day. Just start getting emails and pictures of basset hounds. I was like, what is this? Week later, I was talking to my mom. She's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I signed you up for the daily drool. So it's just bassets. I thought you'd like it. And I kind of do like it, but still. Just don't throw my email out there to everybody. Collecting my data. Big dog. She sends me articles about dogs. I didn't know this. There's science out now. I read this article she sent me. They say dogs don't just pee on stuff to mark their territory. They're actually, like, getting messages from other dogs by smelling their pee. Their sense of smell is that strong they can interpret information about the other dogs. Like, if it's stressed out, if it's ready to mate. Basically, fire hydrants are like Facebook feeds for dogs. Like, I just got neutered, frowny face. They hide medicine and cheese, pass it on. Some dog people I can tell in here. The dog people always laugh at that. Where are the dog people at out here? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of you. That's good. Yeah. That's a funny trick that dogs can do. Almost all the dogs can do this. You can hide their medicine in like bread. either. Even peanut butter. They'll eat everything around it, and then out comes the pill on the kitchen floor. Still dry. Like, how'd you do that? Teach me magic, dog.
Big Mama Thornton with Hound Dog. We had Erin Weyer in studio today with Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. Duncan will be back next week. I wanted to give you one quick announcement. The SPCA of Tampa is extending their Pocket Pets of Gold, their adoption event, and they're waiving adoption fees on all pocket pets, such as rabbits, rats, guinea pigs, through Wednesday, March 20th through Sunday, March 31st. There are currently over 75 pocket pets and reptiles available for adoption at Tampa Bay SPCA. We're going to hear a bit more comedy just because we have to give cats equal time. You know, I don't know if they'll appreciate it, but I think listeners will.
I have two cats. I never thought I would have a cat. I never thought I would have animals, but life sneaks up on you. So here I am about to non-ironically call myself a double cat dad. My girlfriend wanted a cat a few years back. It was her birthday, so I thought it would be a good idea to take her down to the shelter and look at cats. And in my head, I was like, maybe we'll realize they're too much responsibility and we will leave with zero cats. That's not what happened. We left with two cats. My goal was zero. And we went for the cats. They had a dog room too, but I didn't have a big enough place for dogs. I live in an apartment. I thought it'd be weird to have a dog in there. And there's this weird standoff between dog and cat people that I dislike very much. Dog people are a little more aggressive. Not only do they hate cat people, they also hate cats. which I think is weird. You hate a tiny little thing that's just hungry? What's wrong with you? I've never seen a dog and been like, get out of here, not cat. Learn to purr. I think the dog and cat people should band together and hate the real weirdos, reptile people. Why do you have a snake? Someone in here have a snake? It's so weird to me. I think if you have to feed your animal another live animal, it don't get to be in the house. That's not a pet. It only eats weekly. Someone out there is just like, here's your weekly rat, Malachi. I named you something biblical to confuse the devil. That has to stay outside. You guys got snakes? Your body language shifted pretty hard. I thought maybe you had snakes. And I wanted to talk about it, but since you don't, I'll continue with my cat story. My girlfriend's actually the one that realized it would be too much responsibility to have kittens. She's the one that backed out of it. But as soon as I got there and the lady at the front desk said, do you want to go to the kitten room? I knew I made a huge mistake. Yeah, Mr. Can't Feel His Feelings. You want to go to the kitten room? I was like, oh no. It's aptly named. It's a room full of kittens. And when you break through the threshold of the door, your heart grows a little bit. I felt like I was the Grinch giving Christmas back. Remember when his heart was like this? I thought I was having a heart attack. Right when I walked in there, I was like, is this a cardiac event? Cube overload. Yeah, they say the animal picks you. I always thought that was nonsense. Until that day, when I was only in there for 10 seconds and this kitten had Spider-Man right onto my chest and was like, hey man, I was like, hey, and he was like, get me out of here. There's way too many kittens in here. This is actually inhumane. I would write an email if I had fingers. I said, your new name is Laser, I want to sign for you in blood. Where's the lady? That's how fast it happened. But you don't gotta look for a lady because this place is a business. I didn't realize it was a business. She's looking through the porthole so she can make the sale. As soon as she saw me bond with the cat, she just kicked in the door and she was like, you like that one? I was like, no, I love him more than anything I've ever loved in my entire life. I've never felt this level of love before, man or machine. Here's where it got sinister. She said, well, if you like him, that's its brother. And I was like, oh, actually, I don't think they should be in a bag. That seems inhumane. Put them in a box with big holes. But I want both of them. And I do not need a DNA test. I can tell they're related because their stripes are similar.
We're listening to Billy Bonnell on Talking Animals. Just to make sure you know that we love cats here as well. We're wrapping up this edition of Talking Animals. Please go to talkinganimals.net. And look at Duncan's page with all his shows archived and searchable on all types of topics related to animals. We're going to leave you off with the absolutely perfect song to celebrate Beagle Day, the International Day of Joy. I can't say that without smiling. This is Snoopy and the Red Baron to celebrate Beagles on 88.5 WMNF Tampa.
Achtung! Jetzt, wir singen zusammen die Geschichte über dem Schweinkopfenhund und dem lieben Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together.
The Royal Guardsman with everybody's favorite beagle, Snoopy. You're tuned to 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned for NPR News.